This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm Linda Wertheimer. There was jubilation in Shiite neighborhoods of Baghdad this morning. Gunfire and dancing in the streets of Sadr City as people long oppressed by Saddam Hussein celebrated his execution. The 69-year-old former dictator went to the gallows just before dawn. He was condemned for one of his lesser crimes, ordering the deaths of 148 Shiite men and boys in revenge for an attempt to assassinate him. His trial for genocide, the killing and displacement of hundreds of thousands of Iraqi Kurds, was left unfinished. U.S. military and Iraqi security forces braced for retaliatory attacks from Saddam's former supporters, and there has been violence, although it's hard to tell yet whether it's anything beyond the violence that has become routine for Iraqis. NPR's Corey Flintoff joins us from Baghdad. Corey, could you set the scene for us in the moments before dawn when Saddam's execution took place?
Yes, it was relatively quiet. Saddam's death wasn't announced until about 10 minutes after it took place, and it took more than an hour for any details to emerge. So all of that may have muted the reaction. And this also all happened before the start of a major Muslim holiday, the Eid al-Adha, and it's likely that many people were either asleep or preparing for prayers.
Does this mean that Saddam had become less relevant as the situation in Iraq became more dire?
I think it does. I talked to several people before the execution who said they didn't think Saddam's death would make a great deal of difference, that that Iraqis are far more worried about the prospect of a sectarian civil war. The people who may have had the most reason to hate Saddam are the ones who didn't want him executed now. Iraqi Kurds wanted him to stay out for the so-called Anfal massacres, since the campaign that killed thousands of Kurdish villagers in 1988.
And he will not now stand trial for that, obviously, but that trial didn't take place at all.
Right.
And Kurdish leaders? Are Kurdish leaders angry about that?
Yes, they do. They feel that they'll never get a chance to fully tell their stories when the man responsible won't be there.
How are the Arabic language media treating Saddam's death, Corey?
I'd say it was more gently than the international cable channels, whereas CNN and BBC are showing a lot of footage that was taken right after Saddam's capture. The Arabic TV channels are showing much more video of Saddam's glory days. So on the English language media, we're seeing these dirty, disheveled pictures of Saddam. He's just come out of the spider hole. He's getting checked for lice by an army doctor. On Al Arabiya, for instance, we're seeing video throughout Saddam's career. It's pictures of him in his military uniform looking triumphant. The most unfavorable images we're seeing on the Arab channels come from Saddam's travel sparring with the judge.
What about the video of the execution? Are you seeing anything different from what we are seeing? That is, we are not seeing the actual hanging.
Right, and we're not either. The Arabic channels are showing the same pictures of Saddam surrounded by masked men and placing the noose around his neck. They're not showing any more of that official video. And we're also seeing the same cell phone video of Saddam's corpse that apparently was shot right after he was taken from the gallows. You know, and all this is very important here because Iraq won't believe Saddam's really dead until they've seen it themselves. Now, some people still believe that Saddam had hidden wealth and he'd be able to buy his way into an exile somewhere at the last minute.
Corey, just let me ask you very quickly. There has been some violence today. Does it seem more than usual?
It's hard to say. I have to tell you that we just felt a pretty substantial blast here in Baghdad. We also had a terrible bombing in the Shiite city of Kufa that killed more people. But given the state of violence here, it's hard to tell that that's out of the ordinary.
NPR's Corey Flintoff reporting from Baghdad. Corey, thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.